hope you don't mind just trying to follow the Lord's leading tonight. And structure is good in a service, but when you feel the Spirit move, you better just listen. That's what I'm trying to do and not blunder it. I appreciate you listening to the Lord tonight. Psalm 127, I don't intend to preach long. I know I always say that. I just have a simple thought. I don't have any big illustrations. I don't have any alliterated outline. I've just got a thought from Psalm 127. I want to give it to you. And we'll read in verse 1. You know this psalm. This is a song of degrees for Solomon. Most likely a psalm of David wrote for his son Solomon. He said, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you for this service tonight. Lord, my heart's already been touched by the good singing. And Lord, I appreciate the testimonies that have been given. Lord, we pray for the request tonight. God, you know my heart. Lord, you know where I'm at. And Lord, you know what you've given me. And God, I pray that you'd help me just to deliver these few simple thoughts tonight. And we'll get out of the way. Lord, help me not to preach any longer than you would have. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to just preach tonight, "Except the Lord build the house." I just have this thought. This is something the Lord's just given to me as I've pondered these verses tonight. This is a psalm most likely written by David, and it was written by David for Solomon. That's where you have this this title. It is a song of degrees for Solomon. Most likely, David wrote this to Solomon because he knew that Solomon was next in line for the throne. At this point, Solomon was going to be raising up not only a family of his own, he was going to be raising up this kingdom. He was going to be the next king. And I think that this is some of David's greatest advice that he could have given Solomon was in this chapter. He said, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, they labor in vain that watch it. And unless the Lord help, then it is vain for you to worry, to rise up early and sit up late and eat the bread of sorrows." And what he's simply trying to get across to Solomon, whether you're speaking about is the house of Solomon or the kingdom of Solomon, the point of the matter is that the Lord builds the house, the Lord keeps the house, and it is the Lord that builds the city, it's the Lord that keeps the city. It's all in the Lord's power, it's all in the Lord's strength. It doesn't matter how much building you try to do, you will not build a lasting foundation if Christ or God does not build it. It doesn't matter how much you toil in keeping what you've built, unless the Lord keep it, it will not be kept. And you can worry about it as much as you want to worry, but unless the Lord keeps it and the Lord has built it, then your worrying, your building, and your watching will do you no good. I think that this was a lesson that Solomon had such a hard time with in his life. Really, if you go back to Ecclesiastes later on in the life of Solomon, it seems to me that Solomon failed to follow this very advice. The advice was simply this: it's vain to build, it's vain to keep it, it's vain to worry about it, unless the Lord does the building and the Lord does the keeping. And that's exactly what Solomon did. Solomon tried to build a great kingdom on his own. He tried to keep it on his own, and he worried about it on his own. And when you come to the end of life of Solomon in Ecclesiastes, what does he say? He said, "All is vanity and vexation of spirit." And what does he say? Look in verse 1. "Except the Lord keep the city, The watchman waketh, but in what? Vain. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in what? He said in verse 2, it is what? It's vain. All is vanity unless the Lord does the building. And I just want to remind you tonight, this is all that I have. It is vain to try and build the life that you're living unless God does the building. It is vain to try and keep the empire that you've built, the household that is yours, the life that you have, unless you commit it into the hands of God and let Him do the keeping. And it is vain to worry about it. Day and night, it doesn't matter how much time you spend worrying about it, it doesn't matter if the Lord doesn't keep it. This chapter has many applications. The greatest application is for the family. Those of you that are here tonight that still have a family, you have kids at home, this chapter is especially for you. He said in verse in number 3, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies at the gate. First and foremost, this chapter is about children. It's about the family. Solomon was going to raise a family. And what Solomon needed to know is this. He needed to know, number one, that children are God's. That if we are given children, it is God that gives them. And I've preached on this before, but he said in verse 3 that children are an heritage of the Lord. I've always read it, their children are a heritage from the Lord, but that's not what it says. They're a heritage from the Lord, but here he says they're a heritage of the Lord. Let me remind you parents tonight that your children are God's before they are yours. And I'm fixing to know all about that. And I've prayed, me and my wife have prayed, as since we've become pregnant, God, just like you gave Hannah a baby and she gave it back, God, we commit this baby into your hands. This baby is a heritage of the Lord. He said in later in this verse that the fruit of the womb is what? His reward. Oh, it's our reward, isn't it? It's certainly a blessing. Children are a blessing. A family is a blessing. But ultimately, it's God's blessing. And what he's telling Solomon here is that all the children God gives are mine. They are my reward. They are my arrows, first and foremost. They are in my quiver before they're in your quiver. And you had best get with me about your family. Before you start building, Solomon, you better get with the Lord and let Him lay out the plans. Let Him do the funding. Let Him do the building. And you just follow His plan. And unless the Lord keep your house, you can watch it but in vain. I think that's every parent's role. You want to build your family up and you want to keep your family safe. A parent in a physical way is constantly watching over their children, constantly waking during the night to check on their children and staying awake to worry about their children. And God says, all that is vain unless I do the watching. And certainly it's a parent's role to worry, but he said it's vain for you to rise up early. It's vain for you to sit up late. It's vain for you to eat the bread of sorrows if you have not first consulted me about your family. Ultimately, the family is the Lord's. You know, Solomon really failed when it came to the family. He married so many wives. He tried to have so many children. And you know what's interesting? As far as I have studied and read, out of all the wives and all the children he ever had, we're only told that he ever had one son. Out of all those, he only had one heir. Do you not think God would have given him the children that he had purposed for him to have? And yet Solomon went about to build his own family and to build his own kingdom. And what turmoil that caused in the later end. This is a great application for families. It's an application for our church. Except the Lord build our church, we labor in vain that build it. It doesn't matter how much we try. Unless the Lord keep over this place, it doesn't matter how much we watch, how much we worry about the house of God. We need the Lord to revive us again and revive His work in the midst of the years. And I think most personally, this applies to your life personally. Do not forget that God is the God of your life. He deserves to be first and foremost in your life. I don't know what you're going through here tonight. We've got some young people here tonight, and you're building a life. All of you young kids, you have a whole life ahead of you. And oftentimes your life feels sort of like a house that you're building. You're laying your foundation right now. You're in school. You're headed to college. You want to get a job. You want to get a husband. You want to get a wife. You want to do things, right? But let me tell you something. Unless the Lord build the house, you're laboring in vain building it. Unless the Lord go with you, unless you take your life and commit it into the hands of God, you'll build nothing but a sandcastle that will be wiped away. Are you listening? Are you listening? Solomon wanted to live his life for vanity. And you know what? He sowed vanity and he reaped vanity. That's what he harvested in at the end of his life. And some of you may be here and you say, Revis, I can't wait to get out of my mom's house, my dad's house, my mom and dad's house. I want to live my own life. I want to do what I do. I don't want them telling me what I can do. I'm going to live for what I want to live. Except the Lord build the house. You labor in vain that build it. You better have a checkup. Unless the Lord watch. Some of you are going through troubles and trials, facing adversity and tribulation and anguish. You're trying to do everything you can to hold it together right now. And unless the Lord does the keeping, you're laboring in vain. You're laboring in vain. You're worrying in vain. God has control. And God wants to help us. God wants to help us. I really don't know what else to give you tonight. In Proverbs 3 and verse 5, he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. God is willing and able to step in to help you and to build a life, to build a family, to build a church that will honor him, that will last the test of time. And my heart goes out to you young ones for sure, for each of you. I could name you and I'm not even going to do that. But let me just please implore and encourage all of you young people here to please commit your life into the hand of God, to let him have it. Could you older ones here not say it's worth it to follow God? Could you not say it's vain to live for yourself? All the toil, all the trouble, all the worrying, all the work is vanity of vanities and vexation of spirit unless the Lord has control over it. And that's just where I'm at tonight. That's what our church needs. I want to ask you to pray with me. And Brother Brad, I want you and Sister Terry to come. Could you sing Till the Storm Passes By in just a moment? It's in the soul-stirring songs and hymns. And while they're coming to sing this song, we're going to sing this in just a minute. And I've tried to just be just as honest with you as I can be tonight. I'm not going to talk any longer than what I've got to say. I want you to know these altars are open right now. I want you to know that the best laid project fails unless God crowns it with his success. And our church will fail without him. Your life will be a failure without him. Your family will be a failure without him. Unless the Lord build and keep the house. Father, we love you. We thank you for this day. God, I just pray that you'd help us. I've tried to be obedient tonight. Lord, you know our hearts. Lord, search us and try us. Lord, I pray that you'd please give us revival. Awaken our hearts tonight. God, I pray for our youth especially. Lord, I feel burdened for them. Lord, as they're starting out their lives on their own, and not very long, God, they need to seek your face. Lord, if someone here is struggling tonight, Lord, help them. God, I pray that you'd have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand to your feet? Let's sing this song.